Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Happily married people know if you want to maintain harmony in a relationship, don't go to bed angry. Good advice, certainly, but let's back that up a bit. If you want to avoid getting angry in the first place, don't discuss difficult subjects on an empty stomach. The idea that when people are hungry, they get angry has given rise to the phenomenon known as hangry. And now science has proven hangry really exists.
A new study recently published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences followed over 100 married couples to track the relationship between blood sugar levels and feelings of aggression. Dr. Brad Bushman, professor of communication and psychology at Ohio State University, authored the study and joins us from his office in Columbus, Ohio, to discuss his findings. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Bushman. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Bushman, I want you to go into the study in some detail, but I have to ask right off the top, because I am part of a couple, why did you choose married couples for a study on the impact of hunger on aggression? Why not singles or people just in the lab who meet each other for the first time?
Yeah, well, we've already done research in the lab, and we've shown this phenomenon in the lab, but the problem with lab studies is they usually last less than an hour. They're in an artificial setting, and people aggress against complete strangers. And we sort of went to the opposite end of that continuum. So this study lasted 21 days rather than less than an hour. It took place in people's homes rather than in an artificial lab setting. And it involved aggressing against one's spouse rather than against a stranger. So we kind of looked at the opposite end of the range of these variables to see if the same findings would hold.
And how did you demonstrate that aggression? What is it that the participants did?
So participants in our study were 107 married couples and been married an average of 12 years. The first day they came into our lab, we had them complete standardized measures of the quality of their relationship, and I should say that our findings hold regardless of how good your relationship is with your spouse. And then we gave them a blood glucose meter so they could measure their glucose every morning before they ate breakfast and every night before they went to bed. And we also gave them a voodoo doll and 51 pins. This is a standardized measure that's been used with couples in at least 8 other studies. And every night before they went to bed, they stabbed the number of pins in the voodoo doll according to how angry they were with their spouse. They did this in private. And we did this for 21 consecutive days. They did this every day. And then at the end of the 21 days, they came back in the lab and we had them compete with their spouse on a task in which the winner blasts the loser with loud noise through headphones. The noise levels range from 0 decibels to 105 decibels, which is about like a smoke alarm or a fire alarm going off, except for in headphones. And they could also control how long their spouse suffered by the duration of the noise, from 0 seconds to 5 seconds. And the noise is a combination of noises that many people hate, like fingernails scratching on chalkboards, blow horns, dentist drills. Would you like to hear the noise?
Sure, if you can play it for us, we'd love to.
Yeah, sure. Okay, hold on just a sec.
Stop!
I think we just lost half our listening audience.
It's really unpleasant, and that's how we measured aggressive behavior. And what we found is that participants who had low levels of glucose stuck more pins in the doll every day and gave their spouse louder and longer noise blasts than those who had higher levels of glucose.
You mentioned something earlier because I was curious about the whole voodoo doll thing, but you said it's a standardized measure?
Yeah, well, it's a relatively new measure, but it's been used in at least 8 studies. And in our study, we found the number of pins participants stuck in the voodoo doll was significantly and positively related to the intensity and duration of noise they gave their spouse, which adds even more validity to the voodoo doll. We don't like to use self-report measures, at least I don't, because people can just make stuff up or, you know, you could ask people how angry they are. But this this gives you a nice quantitative measure between 0 and 51 pins, and it also takes some effort to stab the pins in the voodoo doll, so it's a very nice measure and was related to real aggressive behavior in our study.
I want to get to the effect of glucose on the brain, but I'm also stuck on the voodoo doll, so let me ask one follow-up question.
Sure.
It strikes me that there are many people that don't even fess up to feeling angry and that people express it differently. When you were screening for who could be part of the study, didn't you have to find people that would be comfortable with using a voodoo doll? Do you know what I mean? Because that's aggressive in and of itself. So you're using the voodoo doll number of pins to match aggression. But don't you have to first find people that are able to express their anger? It's kind of a physical, kind of drastic technique of expressing anger. I was just curious. Or can we all adapt to that?
Yeah, well, we just put ads in the newspaper. And when couples called, we told them about the study. We also told them they didn't need to put any pins in the doll if they didn't want to. It was their choice. And some people chose to put zero pins in the doll, but at least three people put all 51 pins in the doll, and one person did that on at least 2 days of the 21 days. So participants were volunteers, and if they didn't want to do the voodoo doll, they didn't have to volunteer. But we paid them $100 to do the study, and most people were interested in doing it. And there's no reason to believe that reticence to participate in our study is related to their blood glucose levels, for example, and that's the main finding of the study, that regardless of how reticent people are to participate in the study, the lower their levels of blood glucose, the more pins they stick in the doll, and the more intense and longer noise blasts they give their spouse.
Well, yes, let's talk about the effect of glucose on the brain and bring it back to the experiences that many of us have. Either we experience it or friends or spouses and partners, which is when you've gone too long without eating and you're feeling depleted of energy, you can become extremely grouchy, obviously, which you demonstrated. What is it about glucose and the brain that this would be the case?
Yeah, well, aggression often starts when self-control stops. And the part of our brain just behind our forehead is called the prefrontal cortex of the brain. It's in charge of executive functions, higher order cognitive functions. And one of those functions is to control our emotions or regulate our emotions. And the emotion that people have the most difficulty regulating or controlling is anger. And even though the brain is only about 2% of our body weight, it consumes 20% of the calories, and it gets the calories from glucose, which it gets from the food that we eat. So when that fuel runs low, the brain has difficulty regulating emotions, and people tend to become cranky and irritable, hence the term hangry, combination of hungry and angry.
If low blood sugar reduces our ability to exercise self-control, does that mean then that we naturally tend toward aggression?
Yeah, when our glucose levels are low, then not just self-control over angry feelings and aggressive impulses, but self-control, any form of self-control, it becomes diminished when the brain doesn't have the food it needs to exercise self-control.
You have done other studies involving human aggression, and I wondered, is hunger, low blood sugar the biggest influence on aggression and self-control, or are there other equally influential factors?
No, it's not the only factor or even the most important factor, but it's not a trivial factor either. And the more extreme the aggressive behavior, the more complex it is, and the more factors likely contribute to it.
Dr. Brad Bushman, professor of communication and psychology at Ohio State University, authored the study we talked about, Hangry, and he has joined us from his office in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.